What's good? Welcome in and thank you for listening. Or as they say in Metro Detroit, what up though? I'm your co-host, Jose. Joining me, as always, my good friends, Ryan, Moran, and this is the Honolulu Cheese Podcast. Now, before we go ahead and get into the podcast, I just got one small favor to ask of you. If you haven't already, please go ahead and subscribe to us on YouTube. We did start uploading our video content there. Go ahead and check us out. If you're liking the content, be sure to like a video, leave a comment, hit that notification bell. And as always, you can check us out on Instagram as well, at the Honolulu Cheese Podcast. And you can always listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. With that being said, let's go ahead and get into the episode. What's good, fellas?
What up, Jay?
What up, though? I like that.
Yeah, what up, though?
Hey, very we long-winded today, but I like it.
Hey, we're going to switch it up. We're going to be a lot more natural. You know what I mean? And I feel like we got to put on for the city just a little bit more. I know that, Moran, you're a Green Bay fan and whatnot, but we're still living in Metro Detroit, city. Bro. You know, you got the D. I see you with the old English D on the hat.
He's got the English D on today. Not repping the Packers the day before the draft. Shame.
Hey.
We got expectations. A hat doesn't do it for us.
You feel me? Okay, I feel it. But I got to stay lined up all the time. Or at least an old English D.
Got the new draft hat going myself.
Oh, hey, is yours black or gray? Is that gray?
I got mine. It's gray.
It's a gray, I think.
Yeah,
it
is gray.
But it's gray.
I picked it up yesterday, too. It's the gray. I like it.
Yeah. I like it. Speaking of being natural, can I tell you guys a joke that I told a week or so ago that I was really proud of?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, it's not that funny, but go ahead.
So my brother-in-law was talking about his honeymoon. He went to Costa Rica. He woke up one day and found a lizard. Yeah, shout out to Jaber, by the way. Avid listener. So he wakes up one day, he finds a lizard in his shoe, right? So being the guy that he is,
like
he
a whole ass lizard, like
yeah, like he went to put a shoe on and it crawled out.
That's amazing. Right?
He was on vacation.
Yeah, he was on vacation in Costa Rica. So being the guy that he is, he starts putting his shoes in the refrigerator to guarantee that no reptiles, lizards, amphibians can get in his shoes, right?
Jeez.
And it was his honeymoon. So I asked him, I was like, wait, so you got cold feet after the wedding?
Okay, that's not that funny,
bro,
but
that's
it is
your,
clever,
it's your fault that you let
clever.
Him say
okay,
it.
Okay, Ryan.
All right, I'm going to go.
I was really proud of it. I'm not going to lie. I thought about that joke for like 6 days after I told it.
Nah, it is funny. It's witty, right? That's kind of your style, a little wit.
It's what I'm going for. Okay. It's what I'm going for.
Yeah, well, you fit the bill, bud. Jeez. Hey,
this hat is huge.
Yeah, bro, this guy's got the biggest head I know, for sure, hands down.
Dude, Moran's head is twice the size of mine.
Honestly?
Mine just looks bigger because I got no hair going on up there.
That's true. That might be true. But
that's
listen,
all it is.
Listen, before we get into it, you know, we were supposed to record yesterday. Some things happened, but we're going
to
jump
into
that.
Happy belated birthday to Miro, by the way.
Happy belated birthday to my boy.
Thank you.
One-third of the podcast. Thank you. The old man of the crew.
Owns 100% of my heart.
I'm not going to go there, but hey, happy birthday to the boy. Hey, Mito, you got to tell us what you did for your birthday, bro. How'd you spend it and why we didn't record yesterday? Give us the rundown.
Okay, so before I run that down, I just want to say the old man of the podcast, not a single gray hair, and then he has no hair. I'm pointing at Ryan. Anyways.
Hey, the gray is because I got a daughter, bro.
I'm reminded every day in the morning. Don't worry about it.
I left thinking I'm going to go do something. Ended up at Floor and Decor getting tile for our bathroom. And then I had a very 5-star meal at Blaze Pizza. Shout out to LeBron. And then I came home. And then I realized when I got home.
I love me some Blaze.
Yeah, I do too. But I realized at 35 coming home on your birthday, it's crazy what we like used to make a big deal out of. Like I didn't even get mad. I enjoyed it. Not even mad.
For sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not mad.
Yeah, just easy, simple, you know.
You should be mad that the good folks at Floor and Decor didn't do anything to celebrate your birthday. It's kind of rude.
But, I mean, I couldn't even find anyone for 30 minutes, but hey.
That's tough. Hey, it's the tile part that gets me, bro. Like, you know, like, okay, so we're another year older and life goes on, but you know you're getting up there when you spend the birthday at Floor and Decor getting tile for the house, bro. that's a different set of responsibilities, you know?
Sounds like a nice little Tuesday to me.
Right. Now we're in our 30s. 10 years ago, I would have been sick, bro. 10 years ago, I'm trying to turn up, right?
Yeah, exactly. But it's all good. I'm blessed. I'm here.
Yeah, we got the draft tomorrow, and that's something worth celebrating. It's one of the best times of the year as far as the NFL goes, and I think sports in general. I absolutely love NFL draft weekend. I know you guys do too. And I would just want to go over our favorite NFL draft moment.
Can I mention something real quick?
Because there's been some winners over the years.
Can I?
Yeah, go for it.
So my birthday is 4/23, obviously, usually falls on the draft. On my birthday, we've drafted Aaron Rodgers. We drafted Jordan Love. When it hasn't been my birthday, we've missed on a couple. So I'm hoping that, you know, we break that trend tomorrow. But it's crazy how I got two first ballot Hall of Fame quarterbacks on my birthday.
All right. You got one. One.
All right, go ahead. Carry on.
All right. I was going to ask, what is your favorite moment from the NFL draft all time?
Man, all time. There's so many, to be honest with you. There's a lot. But the one that always pops in my head, I mean, we even had a sticker of it for a long time in our chat, is Russell Wilson's wife at the time. it's literally one of the best memes out there, you know. It just cracks me up. Her face, bro, her mouth was so big, bro. Like, it was just, God bless her. I'm sure she's a great woman, but man, that was just not the best moment on camera for her. And it's obviously she's a meme now. So that I get a kick out of that.
It's crazy.
She was more excited than he was to be drafted.
Right.
Yeah, because she's getting that check. She thought she was.
Or so she thought, yeah.
I mean, they were married. They were married. Yeah. I didn't know that. I thought it was
were
just like
married?
A girlfriend. Yeah. I actually saw an article about that. That was his wife at the time. They got divorced right before he signed his first extension with the Seahawks.
Man, that like ruined her entire future with him.
Yeah.
It's like that one politician who screamed, "Bah!" you know, and just his whole campaign just died. You guys remember that?
Yeah, that was crazy.
What about you, Mito?
I got two. I know you're not going to say the second one, so I'm going to say them. CeeDee Lamb, his girl grabbed his phone, and he's just like...
Amazing.
Bro, that just... Man. Like, I just got paid. Don't look at my shit. Because I don't even think they were serious, to be honest. I think it was just a fling. That's why he got so offended. And then Isaiah Williams, I don't know if you guys remember that, where his girlfriend was on his lap, and then his mom snatched his girlfriend and pulled her off.
I don't remember that.
You don't remember
that,
Jose?
Oh, it's great.
Dude, so what happens is, like, he gets drafted, and she's like, making the moment about her. Like, she's hugging up on him.
Yeah,
like,
you can barely see him on screen because she's all over him. So his mom goes... And she slowly moves her, and then
she
the girl, like,
pulls her.
She pulls her a little, and then the girl's, like, still seated on his lap, and then she's like, "Nah,
get your ass up out of here."
It was so funny. It was so
good
funny.
On her, though. Good on her, though. That moment's not about you.
Make it about your son, exactly.
Yeah.
Even though, if you look at it in, like, a big picture, she wanted it to be about her son, and then she made it about her by doing that, because
we're talking about her.
You know?
Right. But. Well, just quick observation. Don't be dating or married to an NFL player who gets drafted, because we've given three examples and it's all about their ladies and embarrassing moments for them.
Yeah.
But mine does not include a lady. It includes George Pickens watching himself get drafted. Hey, for YouTube, can I do the pose real quick?
Yeah,
please. Bro, it was even more so than that, bro. He was like, it was crazy.
And he had the ski mask on.
He had the ski mask. He did. He had the Pusheisty on.
Yeah. Man, what a legend. He'll forever be a legend. I think he's a good, pretty good player, too, but he just cemented himself in NFL draft lore forever.
Oh,
that's another funny meme.
Quick one off the record. Instant. You remember when it was COVID and ESPN like tuned into Bill Belichick's seat and it was just the dog?
The dog. Yeah, that was a good one.
Or Sean McVay in his mansion.
No, you're thinking of Kingsbury.
Kingsbury. Yeah, you're right. Man.
Oh
man,
my God. Now dude, his house was mostly made of windows. It was insane.
It was crazy. Another crazy draft day moment was the Laremy Tunsil with the gas mask, bro. It was unfortunate for him, but, like, man, I couldn't believe that. Like, no one could.
Yeah.
That was wild.
That's the only moment we've talked about so far that actually impacted his draft stock.
Yeah, it was huge.
You know what's funny about that is every draft since that's happened, someone will post, like, for example, today I seen it. Marvin Harrison, I can't believe you do that. You did that. There's no way you should be drafted before number 23 now. You
know? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's funny.
Yeah, no. And before we wrap this segment, I don't want to go on it too long, but another player that got impacted, not necessarily on draft day, but do you remember what happened to Lyle Collins in that murder case? And he ended up going undrafted. He was a projected first-round pick. Went undrafted. Yeah. That was a wild one too, man.
Didn't he end up getting picked up by the Cowboys?
Yeah, the Cowboys gave him like all the rookie money that they were allowed to spend on undrafted free agents. But that was a wild one.
One of the biggest undrafted contracts ever, I think.
I think it was the biggest. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And obviously, you know, he turned out to have a career and got paid, and good for him, good on him. But that was, I mean, bro, it literally could have been over.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Moran's tile escapades and, you know, delaying our episode actually worked out because, 6 hours before we started recording, it was announced that both Amon-Ra St. Brown, the Sun God himself, and my favorite player, Pernay Sewell, got huge extensions, 4 years for both of them, 120 for Amon-Ra, 112 for Sewell, two cornerstones of your offense. I mean, it was a no-brainer, but... I mean, how are we feeling about the extensions just off the rip? Like, what was your first thought when you saw them?
Mito, go ahead. I want to hear the Packers' thoughts on this.
Oh, incoming hate.
No hate. Expected. Surprised, because I thought Goff would be first. But expected. Nothing crazy.
Why did you think Goff would be first?
I mean, it just makes sense. The quarterback, and we talked about it last week, I'm sorry. The more quarterbacks get signed before him, the more expensive it's going to be. So you guys better hope guys don't start dropping or getting contracts, I should say. I don't think it was smart for the Lions to wait, but again, nothing has happened yet. So it could be smart, but it's not going to be smart if other guys get signed because it's going to cost them more, I think.
Other guys as far as, like, quarterbacks, you mean?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, because there's no – but, I mean, who's really due, you know, outside of Jordan Love?
I mean, that's a big one, bro. That's in division. You don't think his agent's going to use that against the Lions?
No, I get it. But I feel like Kirk Cousins kind of set the market with, like, what we're looking at is, like, that 4 at 180 kind of deal. And then – so it just depends what the Lions and Packers do, but
– it's a different vibe, though. Kirk Cousins is older. You know, it's a different vibe. I don't think it's the same.
No, definitely.
So I get what you're saying. I think they're going to, like, if Love gets 55, Goff's going to be like, well, I won the division and I had to beat him to win the division. Like, it would be dumb for his agent not to use it as leverage.
Right.
So.
Right. Yeah, we're going to touch on Jared Goff here in a bit. Ryan, what'd you think about the extension though?
I loved it, man. These two players cannot ever be in a uniform that is not the Lions, if you ask me. Like, they are everything we're about. Like, Sewell was the first pick of Brad Holmes's tenure here, and like, what a pick it was, man. Like, it was either going to be him or Jamar Chase, and I'm happy we ended up with him. I mean, nothing against Jamar Chase, but I love Sewell that much as a player because he brings so much to the team. Like, we can talk about his ability all day, like his whatever it was, 94% win rate in terms of pass blocking. He's just been dominant ever since he came in, but he's also, he's a leader for us. Like, you see him in every pregame huddle, hyping the guys up. You see him on social media all the time, like repping the city, like he's everything you could want. And he's my favorite by far, you know? And, as far as Amon-Ra goes, we've talked about how hard of a worker he is. He's, you know, I read today that Jared Goff mentioned, like, the hardest worker he ever worked with was Aaron Donald, and second to that is Amon-Ra. Like, nobody puts in more work than that guy, and we've talked about that before on the show, too. I love him, man. I think they're not even in their primes yet. I think it's coming, and we locked him up for, you know, 4 years, and for Panay's case, I mean, 6 more years with his rookie year left, or 1 year left on his rookie deal, and then... his player option too. Right. Yep. So I'm ecstatic, man. I loved it. Give them all the money in the world. They deserve every penny.
Yeah. I echo everything you said. I'm right there with you, man. Panay, like you said, really the foundation of the Brad Holmes, Dan Campbell era, right, with that very first pick, and he's been great. And then St. Brown, there's no harder worker, right? He's proved that. So I think it's well-deserved, definitely well-deserved, and I'm happy for those guys. I will say, in Panay's case, this is it's interesting because you're right. The money doesn't kick in for 2 years, so yeah, he's the highest paid tackle right now, but who's to say what's going to happen in 2 years? I feel like getting that done early was good. And then I'm happy that Amon-Ra was the first wide receiver of the offseason to get the extension done, right? Because right now, yes, currently he is the highest paid receiver, the $77 million, the 30 a year average. But if you look at the names coming up, Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase, CeeDee Lamb, Brandon Ayuk wants the deal. Those are all pro guys, right? So that number is just going to go up and up and up. And when it's all said and done, that $30 million's It's not going to be what it is today in, you know, say 6-8 months from now. So good on Brad Holmes, man.
You guys smell that? Holmes is cooking again.
Let him cook. 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 Yeah.
I hope he cooks in finding a second receiver.
Hey,
I think we already got one personally, but we'll see. It's a make or break year for my boy J-Mo.
Who?
Jameson, man, don't come on! Your favorite whiskey.
We're not getting into that guy.
Yeah, no, we got plenty of talk for J-Mo coming. Don't worry.
But speaking of these other receivers, the CeeDee Lambs, the Ayuks, the Jeffersons. I mean, I think Jefferson's on another tier of his own. But how much more are they going to get than Amon-Ra?
Jefferson's getting $200 million.
I think so too, to be honest. When I saw the contract, I said, wow, Justin probably wants $200 million. I do think that.
$200 million, bro.
Jefferson's getting $200 million.
Is he $80 million better than Amon-Ra?
Honestly, he may be, bro. That guy's different.
I know.
He's different, bro. No shade to Amon-Ra.
And since tomorrow's the draft, McCarthy's 6-1 to go to the Chargers, so Jefferson might have another weapon soon.
Yeah, but there was talk about Jefferson getting traded for a long time, too, and Minnesota just committing to a full rebuild. And they would get a haul for him, bro.
Yeah, but can you imagine they put Herbert on that team?
Yeah.
That wouldn't be fair.
It could happen. I don't buy the Chargers quarterback fiasco going on. I really don't.
I don't either. I think it's just ways to draw money, and, you know, yeah. Vegas always wins, so.
But okay, so what does this mean for our boy Jared Goff? Because, you know, a lot of people, I think, expected that third ball to drop when they heard this news, like, oh, Goff must be coming up soon. But news broke right after that it's not really close to Goff being extended right now. And I don't know if that's him really pushing for more money or just it's not the right time.
I thought that was interesting because we just shelled out money to them, right? So we just shelled out money to Panay. We shelled out money to Amon-Ra, so is it on the front office then saying, hey, we're not shelling out the money? I don't know, because they just put some out there. And with getting Panay done 2 years early, that kind of makes me think that maybe we were trying to give Goff a 2 or 3 year extension. He's maybe pushing for a longer one, knowing that this is probably going to be his last payday unless he continues to, you know, ball out into his, you know, mid-30s, like some quarterbacks do. I don't know. We don't know what the future holds. Obviously, I wish him the best as long as he's here in this city. He'd go somewhere else and, hey, you know, we'll cross those bridges when they come. But
the hesitation should be a concern for you guys. That's if I was a Lions fan, I'd be annoyed by today. Not annoyed at the fact that those two guys got a contract, but what's the hesitation?
Yeah, that's what we have to figure out. That's what those details are going to come out. Both sides have been verbal on the fact that they are talking, they are trying to get a deal done. So it really just comes down to, obviously it's a business. It's going to come down to money. It's going to come down to term length, how much guaranteed, where Goff thinks he ranks on those that QB power ranking. You know what I mean? And like I said, that Kirk Cousins contract kind of set a little bit of a market. Do they want more? You know what I mean? But Kirk only got 4 years. So if Goff is asking for 4 years, I mean, that's not terrible. I think we're probably trying to extend because he still has another year. So if we give him a 2 or a 3 year contract, that essentially, you know, that extension will lock him up for a while. So I don't know. We'll see what happens.
I want to explore this a little bit, though, because I always like – I don't like getting blinded by the Kool-Aid and getting too hyped where I can't see, like, the other side of it. Like, what would be your concern, Moran, like, just looking from our point of view?
The guy did something for you guys that your team hasn't done in damn near 60 years. And it was already a slap in the face to me drafting Hendon Hooker last year. I didn't like that pick to begin with. And now it's like, okay, we extend those two guys. If they end up paying more for Goff because they waited, it's going to look silly. So we'll see.
Yeah, I don't know if I agree with the Hooker pick being a slap in the face. Like, I remember some Lions fans were saying that too and starting to question Goff. But, I mean, bro, like, we need a backup. And it's a low-stakes third-round pick with high potential. Like, he would have been a first rounder if he wasn't injured.
Right.
You know, like, it's kind of like Michael Penix of this year, you know, like, I feel like that's where he could have lined up. But yeah, he did something for us. You know what helps me feel better about Goff is just like the love he has for the city. And he's been extremely vocal about that. I don't think he's looking to go anywhere, money or not.
Guy. I don't want to burst your bubble, but Aaron Rodgers used to say the same things, and he was there much longer. That means nothing. You're the quarterback. You know how to. You know it's literally called quarterback speak. Like, he knows what to say, and I'm not saying it's not genuine, but
it's
every quarterback
does. It's a
little
bit of a different situation.
It's not. No, it's not. Not at all. It's the same thing.
I don't know, man.
It's the same thing.
See, the love pick actually had a reason
to
bother me.
I'm not talking
because that was someone.
I'm not talking about the love pick. I'm just talking about you talking about Goff being positive and this and that. The love pick, our quarterback was 36 years old, coming off his worst year, even though that's the Lions' best quarterback year. We're on different levels. So that's why he was upset. Yeah, and you guys wanted disrespect? I'm here for it. I was trying to be nice earlier, but you guys wanted to be cute and do this. And yeah, so we're here. We're here.
Bro, what? Man, we can't let Brad cook a little bit,
bro? We're just
talking
about some kitchen festivities going on. That's
no
big deal.
No, but I'm – go ahead, Zay. Go ahead.
No. I was just going to say I don't think that if we extend Goff in 3 days or 3 months, it makes a difference. You're right. If you guys give Jordan Love a contract, which I don't think you guys can do when is it? Not till May or June, right?
I think June,
when's the earliest – Yeah,
I think
June.
It has
so,
to be
I mean, we
post,
have time.
Post June 1st cut or something.
Post June 1st, right. So there's plenty of time for Goff to get the deal done, right? And even if it's after June and you guys sign Love and we have to pay him a couple more million, it's really what I'm concerned with is just when that money is being dished out and that cap hit, right? Because that's all it is right now, is just playing with numbers. And I think that's probably the holdup is Goff's camp wants some money. I mean, obviously, he's going to do what's best for him. His agent's going to take care of him and himself. And the Lions are going to do what's best for us, right? So it's just, I think it's just trying to work out the money, the term, and how we're going to break that up.
Do you think it's a big deal that both players that they signed were already locked up past this year?
Well, this was Amon-Ra's last year. So he was playing on his last.
Going into.
Correct.
Like, why did that have more importance than, you know, Goff? That's the only thing I'm thinking. Like,
so because with Goff, right? If let's say for instance, it comes down to a stalemate, it's a hardball move. We still have him under contract this year, and then you can play the franchise game. Essentially, we still have 2 years of control with Jared Goff, right? So with that being said, that's why the Panay contract kicking, the money kicking in 2 years, kind of, if you see, it kind of lines up where if they have to play that game, they won't have to pay Panay, Saint, and pay a franchise tag in 3 years when all that money kicks in. You get what I'm saying? So
can I make a prediction real quick?
Yeah, of course.
Mito Domus, you're up.
If Goff goes into this season – by week one, if week one starts and he does not have a contract, he will not be on the Lions next year.
Next year?
Next year.
You don't think
like,
that the Lions
like
use the
after.
Franchise tag, you mean?
I don't.
Well, maybe. If we're in our Super Bowl window, we're not throwing in Hendon Hooker first games looking for a Super Bowl. That's not going to happen.
If you're in your Super Bowl window, you don't let him start week one without a contract. It's my opinion.
I mean, I'm...
And let me preface this by saying it's going to happen before week one. If it doesn't, it's going to be a concern, is the point that I'm trying to make.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, hey, you can't deny a prediction, I guess. Yeah. I don't think we would hamstring ourselves that harshly in this window that we got. And it is a window. Like, it's not going to be like this 6 years from now. I mean, I hope it is, but that's not how the NFL typically works. You know, you have your 3 to 4 years where you really got a shot, and this is the best start we could have gotten off to in a rebuild. So, like, this is the time, you know. Yeah. And as far as the draft goes, kind of going to that a little bit, people are starting to kind of buzz about us being able to trade up possibly for Quinyon Mitchell, Toledo cornerback. Man, I would love that.
At what cost, though?
I don't know.
I'd
give up our first and third.
What makes you think that guy's going to be good? I'm just curious. And I'm not saying he's not. I'm just wondering what your love for him is.
Oh, I mean, top rated corner in the draft.
That's
what's not to love?
But have you ever watched Maction Tuesdays? I'm just saying. Yeah.
He wouldn't be the first corner from a small school to really make it.
No, I get it.
Sauce Gardner.
I was just going to say, like, what about Sauce, right?
We have our theories on Sauce. Well, I got my theory, but we won't talk about that.
No, we'll save that because, we'll save it. We'll save it. We'll save it. Shout out Sauce. He's actually in the city right now. He's signing autographs at DC Sports today.
Oh, he's from the city. There you go.
Shout out Sketch, by the way, since we're talking about Sauce.
Why shout out to Sketch?
Because Sketch and Sauce are boys on TikTok.
Oh, are they? Okay, yeah. I didn't know that.
You know who Sketch is?
Yeah, I know who Sketch is. Sketch is. I just don't. I'm not on TikTok like that. So,
some pacey looking fellow.
Hey, he blew up though. Shout out to Sketch.
He did. What does he do? Is he just like a gamer? What is he?
So he's a gamer, and I can say it now because he's not. But when he first dropped on TikTok, people thought he was autistic because of the way he acted. Then he had a normal interview, and he's like, "I'm not autistic. I just get really nervous when I'm on camera." And then the guy that was interviewing, he's like, "Well, you're on camera right now and you're fine." He's like, "I just can't explain." And then he started like getting jittery. It was so funny.
He's got a different style, bro. I see him on Theo Von the other day, and he was like, you could tell he's different, bro. But hey, people like him, man. Yeah, you know, shout out to him. He's doing his thing.
Yeah, he's happy. It's nice to see.
Yeah, that's it. God bless. That's it.
All right. Well, without further ado, we have Rapid Fire Boys. We start with the AFC East, a.k.a. the AFC Least. And for Buffalo, will the Bills pack enough punch to keep pace in the AFC East?
To keep pace in the AFC East. I'm going to say yes.
Yes.
No. Losing Diggs is going to hurt them. Miami, shout out to our boy C, biggest Dolphins fan we know. Will the Dolphins defense be able to withstand offseason turnover?
Yes.
The Dolphins defense will not be able to withstand Tua's regression. So, no.
So, just to throw this out there. So, they lost Christian Wilkins. That's a big one. Melvin Ingram, Emmanuel Ogba. Like, they lost some names. You think Tua's going to regress, though?
Always do.
Yeah. Well, just a touch. Sorry, Ryan. They did lose those guys, but they're also getting a couple players back from injury as well. So,
yeah. I think they withstand it. Their offense always carried anyway. I think their offense will still be great. We go to the AFC North for Pittsburgh. Is the rebuilt QB room good enough to answer Pittsburgh's questions under center? So, of course, they have Russell Wilson joining them, Justin Fields joining them. I don't know, man. This is a tough one for me. I could go either way.
What do you think? Give us your thoughts.
So, I think Russell could return to form. He's never going to be Seahawks Russell ever again. We're past that point. Could he get you to 10 wins? Yeah. Do I think Justin Fields has an even higher ceiling? I don't know, man. I just like Justin Fields with Arthur Smith. I think he'll get the most out of his legs and actually use him if it ever comes to that. I'll say yes.
I made the prediction, I think, a month ago when I called Russell going to Pittsburgh that I think they're winning the division. So I'm not changing my mind on that.
Yeah, I think Pittsburgh's quarterback room is the best it's looked in a long time based on just simply not being Kenny Pickett. I mean, I guarantee you Justin Fields and Russell Wilson are going to throw more than 6 touchdowns. Guaranteed.
In 2 years.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Whatever the number was, it was insane. So I guarantee you they're getting more production in that stack category.
All right. We go to the AFC South. Let's start with Houston. So Houston has made the moves of moves this offseason, acquiring Stephon Diggs, Joe Mixon, Danielle Hunter, Lions Hall of Famer Jeff Okuda. I mean, you go down the list, it's been great. Can the Texans take the next step after a thrilling turnaround season? By next step, I'm guessing they mean either Super Bowl appearance or
conference championship.
Yeah.
I think they can. If CJ Stroud does exactly what he did last year, if there's no second year regression, I think they can.
I don't. I think Colts are the team to watch in that division.
Mm-hmm. I can't shake liking the Colts either. I'm so with Mito on that. I really have faith in Anthony Richardson. I really like him. Me too, man. He only played a few games last year, but he showed flashes and he was great. And he didn't take a warming up period at all. And obviously Stroud was great too. And Stroud's going to be good for a long time. Just don't sleep on Indy. I think they'll make a fuss. Speaking of Indy, is Anthony Richardson all the Colts need to return to the playoffs? I'm an automatic yes.
100%.
They missed the playoffs by one game, and they had very questionable quarterback play to end the season.
Yeah. All right, Super Bowl winning Chiefs. Can the Chiefs ride their roster reloading system to another title? I mean, are they going to repeat this year? I don't think so.
I don't think they can repeat, but they have Patrick Mahomes, so anything's possible. But no, I'll say that I don't think they're going to go for it. It'd be a three-peat, so no, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Who was the receiver they picked up? Remind me.
Hollywood.
Yeah. I think they can do it. They can do it.
Okay.
And it's like what Jose said. It's more Mahomes.
Yeah, all you got to do is get him a ticket to the dance. Hmm. They can be a wild card team and still win it.
Yeah. We go to the NFC. Can the Eagles get back on track after a nightmarish finish in 2023? I don't. I mean, they'll be good, but I don't see them being a threat, honestly. I'm not scared of them. I was. I'm not anymore.
Sirianni will be fired halfway through the season.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Okay.
I don't know about halfway through the season, but after the season, I think.
Yeah, that's kind of where I was going to lean. It's all on Nick Sirianni and what he can do. They definitely lost some pieces. We talked about it already. Losing Jason Kelce is going to hurt. But I don't know. I think they'll be okay. I mean, they replaced DeAndre Swift with Saquon Barkley. That's pretty huge. They still have the two wide receivers. They still have Goddard. Sirianni and Hurts, how's that going to work out? I think they'll be okay.
Okay. All right. We move to the North. Can the Bears build on their promising 2023 finish with a rookie QB leading the way? This is a really hard question for me, man, because they are so talented on offense now, and they're about to get more talented, but the Bears suck. You know what I mean? Like, it never follows through with them. I don't understand. It's all about Caleb, man. I think he'll be okay, but I don't see it happening this year.
Playoffs, I mean. 5 to 8 wins. I don't know what's so difficult about this.
They had 7 last year, bro, and they got better.
Did they?
Yes.
Their offense is way better.
Yes, their offense is better.
Again, just like we talked about, and I know we're going to beat this like a dead horse, and it's a cliche, but what are you going to get out of Caleb Williams? Is Caleb Williams for real? We're going to find out. And for anybody listening that's going to the draft tomorrow, Jared Goff chants as soon as Caleb hits the stage, shower him with them. I heard that on the radio today. That was a take, and I'm all for it. Jared Goff chants, make him know. Yes, the first thing that he experiences when he walks up there and he sees a Detroit crowd is us basically giving him the middle finger and chanting our guy. That's
yeah. Whoever wanted to pay $5,500 to sit under that gazebo, you better chant Jared Goff tomorrow.
Yeah, is that how much it was?
$5,500 for round one, bro.
Stop.
Be under the gazebo where Goodell and the players are. Yes.
What, people got free tickets? I thought it was free.
No. It's free to like get in the venue, but to be under that gazebo where the stage is and be on TV and stuff, that's $5,500 for day one.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I'm
all set.
I'm not gonna even sugarcoat it. That's loser shit. To watch people walk on a stage, I'm good.
Yeah, I could.
I better be shaking Goodell's hand myself if I'm paying $5,500.
For real, like that's crazy.
We've all been to graduations and we've seen the parents in the crowd. These parents don't even buy new pants, but they're paying $5,500 to watch a guy they don't know get drafted. Nope. That's cool.
Yeah.
All right.
That's wild, people.
We move to the Lions. Simple question. Can the Lions keep their spot atop the NFC North?
Easy yes.
Yes.
Easy yes.
And then some.
Guaranteed no.
Guaranteed, he says.
Guaranteed.
Well, let's talk about that guarantee. We go to the Packers. Can the young Packers deliver on heightened expectations in 2024? Guaranteed no.
That's fine. Say what you want.
No, I think it's a yes on that as well. There is heightened expectations, and I think they are gonna meet them. They're not gonna win the division. It's our division. But yeah, you guys would be good.
Honestly, let me see how the Bears draft first, but I'm getting close to saying that the Bears could jump on top of the Packers this year and finish second. But we'll talk.
We'll see.
We'll see. We'll see. We'll see how the draft goes.
It's just nice up here. You know what I'm saying? We're finally at the top of the mountain, and it's just nice looking down at the other three.
Yeah, feels good, man.
Feels good. I'm going to ride this wave until I can't anymore. You know what I'm saying?
Are the Vikings really going to proceed with Sam Darnold as QB1? I think to start the season, yes. To end the season, no. Because if they draft JJ like everyone thinks, he's not starting week one. That ain't happening.
Man, that's such a tough question. I don't know.
I'm scared to say this because I will hate this, but I think there's a chance Herbert can be the quarterback in Minnesota tomorrow.
I'll believe it when I see it, bro.
I would literally hate that because he's my favorite non-Packer. But if he comes to Minnesota, I want his legs.
Yeah.
Just go straight for the ACL?
Yeah, what's up? Yep.
Don't worry, Kirby got you. Ankle. Shout out Kirby.
Oh, Kirby really does that to tight ends, apparently.
Yeah, for real.
All right, we go to the Falcons. Can Kirk Cousins steady the ship under its new captain, Raheem Morris?
Yes.
I say yes.
Easy.
I like Kirk.
We talked about it. They're gonna win the division, I think.
100%.
I think we were all in agreement on that, I believe.
Yes, I think we were too. For the Panthers, will the new additions help get Bryce Young back on track? So by new additions, they're talking about Deontay, whoever they get in the draft. I mean, you got to think they're going to draft another weapon on offense.
I think it'll be good. I think Dave Canales kind of showed a little bit of what he can do with quarterbacks in Baker Mayfield last year in Tampa. I think they'll be fine. I don't know how good they're going to be, but we'll see some better play from Bryce Young, which will help them.
Bryce Young is going to make Panthers fans feel really old.
You know what? Is this going to be boring or what?
No, he's just they're going to
Bryce Young and oh my god.
Oh, I'm so mad at Mito right now, man.
Oh, my God. I'm mad at myself that it went over my head. Yeah, this guy, young, old, unbelievable, bro. Mito, I'm about to mute you for a little bit, bro. You're going to have to sit out a little bit.
Yeah, you've lost your speaking privileges.
It's not my fault you guys didn't get it.
No. Bro, it kind of is. That was kind of lame.
Yeah, there's nothing. It's God bless it. All right, whatever.
All right. I don't think Bryce Young is as bad as people make it seem. I think he he was set up for failure, bro. It's that simple. I think he'll be better. I don't know if he'll be good next year, but he'll be better. We go to the LA Rams. Can the secondary additions lift the Rams defense into the upper half of the NFL? So they got Cameron Curl, they got Tre'Davious White. It's a secondary that did struggle last year. I'm going to say no on this one. Losing Aaron Donald is really going to hurt everyone in that defense no matter what. Those are big names that they picked up, but I'm not going to say upper half of the NFL. That's too much.
I think they're going to be what they were this year. Going to fight for the playoffs. They'll probably make the first round and get cooked by someone. I don't think it's going to be much more than that. And on the flip side, they can be a team that wins four games. They're a hard team to read, but I think they'll float around contending for the playoffs. If they do, they're not going to do anything. Not a special team to me.
Nah, I agree.
And they don't have Boss Boy back for a while, right?
Who's that?
Kyren.
Why?
Didn't he tear his ACL at the end of the year?
No.
No, Kyren's
Kyren's.
Who tore his ACL at the end of the year?
I don't know, but it wasn't Kyren Williams.
I think you're thinking of Pollard from last year.
No.
Yeah, it wasn't Kyren. They'll be fine. Their offense is going to be good. It's just going to depend on that defense, and losing Aaron Donald hurts. So, yeah, we'll see what happens.
Ryan Domus prediction, by the way. Rams are leaving tomorrow with a quarterback. 1,000,000%. One of those top five guys. Stafford's up there, man.
I know they were kind of hinting at retirement, too, in one of their past interviews. Kelly, I think, said we need one more before you call it, but I think he's ready. I think Stafford's, you're right, he's coming down to the end of it.
Yeah.
By the way, I knew he got hurt, but he broke his hand. I made it a little more serious.
Okay.
Oh, that's what it was. Yeah. Okay. You were talking about going at Herbert's leg, so I think you were just stuck on... Yeah.
It's okay.
Stuck on guys' knees for a while. Okay. All right, we go to San Fran. Can Leonard Floyd and Yetur Gross-Matos combine to fill the need opposite Nick Bosa?
Yes.
I do like those pickups, man.
Yeah, Chase Young was nothing special when he got there. He did make a few plays in the NFC Championship, but I think...
Don't say that.
I think Yeter's fine.
Don't say that to Instagram. There's people listening.
Oh, man, that post, that comment went crazy, didn't it?
It's like they were defending their family member.
Oh, yeah. God. Yeah, what was the context of that, just for people who didn't see it?
Yeah, on Instagram, they were talking about Chase Young. Sorry.
Oh, you're good.
They were talking about Chase Young, and we had commented that he was so good in college, and it was crazy how he fell off in the NFL, and... people would have sworn that I kicked his grandma or something.
Yeah, that
it was crazy.
That Chase Young post got really old. Really
Mrs. Young, what are you doing here?
Yeah, it was wild.
All right, it went over your head again, Jesus Jose. Christ, I need you to open Jesus your ears Christ, for me those bro. Puns God that are happening right it. Now.
What the Young? I guess I'm just not on it today.
I guess we didn't see that coming.
I guess we didn't see that coming
since Jose's not wearing his glasses.
You feel me? I'm not wearing my glasses today. That's probably what it is.
Yeah.
I'm like Clark Kent, bro. I'm a different dude today.
Hey, speaking of like hearing and seeing and stuff, you know when you put like an address into your phone and like you're watching the map? Anytime I get like within a mile of the location I'm going, I always turn down my radio. I don't know why.
Oh, to help you see better?
Apparently.
Bro, I don't know if I do that or not. But you know what? Like sometimes
I think you probably do just out of habit and you don't even realize. Someone pointed it out to me. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, you're probably right. I know for a fact, like if it's either raining really hard or snowing really hard, I turn everything
always,
down.
Always.
It's got to be quiet.
Always.
Bro.
Yep.
All right. Well, that wraps up our burning questions. Personally, guys, I can't wait for the draft. I'm super excited. Like I said, it's one of my favorite times of the year. Anything you want to say for the good of the group before we leave?
I'll start off. Everyone that's going tomorrow, please be safe. Have fun. Don't do anything stupid. We are representing our city. And, yeah, it is my city, so cut that shit, please. But, yeah, just be safe. Have a good time.
I will be down there tomorrow. I'm excited for it. try to get some content, video record, upload some things on Instagram, and then, yeah, I'm looking forward to it, man. It's the first time it's been here. Might be the last time it's here. Who knows when it's coming back? So it'll be dope. It'll be a good time.
Yeah,
I'm excited.
Also, real quick, all online orders at Jets are half off. Support local. Oh. Get a pizza.
Hey, Detroit style is by far the best pizza there is. I don't care what anybody says. Also, just real quick, we haven't talked about it in a while, but shout out to our fans, man. Like, I have people coming up to me asking me about the pod all the time at work and texting me, like, you guys are doing great. Like, we do this for fun. Like, we've talked about it before, but it's really cool getting those messages and putting this stuff out for you guys to enjoy. So we love doing it. Thank you for listening. And, you know, if you're liking it, feel free to recommend it to a friend who may not know about us, you know. And, you know, people have told me they need a pod to carry them through the off season. So why not some Honolulu cheese?
Hey, Honolulu cheese. Yeah, definitely. And just to touch on what Ryan said, if you did make it this far and you're still listening, we do appreciate you as always. Again, feel free to check out the YouTube. We are uploading video content there now. So, yeah, subscribe, like, comment. We'd love to interact with you guys. Instagram at Honolulu Cheese or at Honolulu Cheese Podcast, I should say. Let me give you the whole handle. But, yeah, we appreciate all the love, man, for real.
Real quick, shout out to our biggest fan, Ellie Cleveland. She's originally from Milwaukee, I think it is, Ryan?
She's from Milwaukee, yes.
Ryan's coworker, for anyone that doesn't know. I've never met her personally. She has to be a great woman. Obviously, she's a Packers fan. But literally every single post, I'm not just saying this because it's Ryan's coworker. Every single post she likes, she's always on our page. So appreciate you. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much, for sure. Big shout
out. She's a Packers fan I work with.
I'm not shouting her out because she's a Packers fan. She's a real one. No, I swear to God. Every time I open my phone, Ellie Cleveland liked this post. Ellie Cleveland, yes. We like you.
Yes, and I work with another Packers fan as a teacher, Natalie. She's awesome. So shout out to them for sure. They listen all the time. And, you know, with that, we'll wrap it up. Everybody enjoy the draft. Be safe. Have fun. And as always, may your Kool-Aid stay blue and may the cheese stay on your head. Peace out.
Peace.